Hi, I'm Thomas Spencer.
And this is Yvonne Morales.
Will Malone.
And this is Joe Grubel. And we're here today with...
Karsten Tufts.
And we're at the Georgia Institute of Technology for English class 1101. And it is right now, October the 14th, 2010. So Karsten, tell us a little bit about yourself to begin.
I am a fourth generation Georgia Tech student. It started way back with my great-grandfather. And when I was applying for schools, my dad actually researched and found out I'm the 11th member of my family to come here to the Institute.
Wow, that's impressive. All these guys that have your family coming here, were you pressured a little bit?
You can say that. My mom's actually been asked that question, like, do they have really any choice? But I like to say I had a choice, and my choice was Georgia Tech or Georgia Tech.
So it was almost like a dream coming to Tech. It was just a very reachable dream.
Yeah, it was very reachable. I just needed to do my part, keep my grades up in high school, get some good extracurricular and get good SATs and stuff like that, and then hopefully, you know, just send it in and it'll just take care of itself.
Yeah, that's good. Were there any, like, personal reasons that you wanted to come to Tech? Like, if you're...
Besides that, it's freaking awesome.
All right.
just really it. Tech's just a family school. I've grown up with it, and, you know, I love the school.
How have you grown up with it?
How have I grown up with it? Well, I mean, for a start, like I said, you know, it's a family school. I currently have one brother that goes here. I have an older brother who graduated in spring. My dad's an IE major. His dad was an IE as well. And it's just, as long as I remember, it's just been around me. I mean, I remember, you know, way back when we were younger, you know, like when way back when we'd come visit our grandparents here, we would walk the campus. I remember my dad was saying, "Oh, I don't remember those trees being there." I'm like, "Dad, that was 40 years ago." Not quite 40, it was more like 20, but still. But I just, as long as I can remember, Tech has always been a part of my life.
That's awesome. What was your favorite, like, childhood memory besides making fun of your dad?
I would say my first introduction to Georgia Tech football. We had to listen to the game over the radio, and I just remembered something big happening. I don't even remember what happened, but next thing I know, I'm jumping up in the air with the rest of my family. That's my first introduction to Tech football and that rivalry.
How about your first introduction to Georgia?
My first introduction to Georgia? I would say my first really in the face was my first time I went to the game in Athens. And you don't want me to say.
Fair enough. How many games have you gone to in Athens?
I've been to one. Just one. And I have no need to go back, which... Really, but it doesn't matter because I'll have a ticket for this year's game, and I'll be
very awesome.
Yeah.
Are there any other things that your family has gotten you because of Tech traditions and whatnot?
That's gotten me.
Like if you're
because of my family. Not really. Not really. We I mean, it's not like we went out there and found the cure for cancer or found anything. We're just. That's normal people who came here to Tech and did normal things afterwards. But I remember, I think it was you actually one time that said that, like, Tech doesn't like to make people more special, even if, like, if you work here, if you have lineage here or something like that. And it's just, I mean, that's not a problem, which I kind of like that because it doesn't show preference to people, which is kind of cool.
Shows that you made it your own way.
Yeah. That's one thing, like I never really wanted to, in high school it's always, you're Winfield's little brother. Your camera's little brother. And I get that here, but at the same time, the stuff I do that they did, I want to, like, there's this club I want to get into, they were both in, and I want to get in because it's me, not because I'm with those little camera's little brother. It's these group of guys, the south end zone, first row, second row. They paint their entire bodies, stomachs, backs, their entire upper body, faces included, wear wigs, pom-poms.
Do you get a lot of comments when you're going around all painted up? Or
We like to call it, I'm not going to lie, we're camera horse. It's really funny because, like, you know, we're just sitting there and nothing's different, and then we start painting up and it just goes crazy. People just walk by and so I was like, "I get a picture," and we all go, "Picture!" And we'll go all crowd around, and it's tell you the truth, it gets kind of old after a while because it's like, dude, I need to finish painting. Let me finish drawing, and then I'll take a picture with you or come back when we're done.
So your game day starts like that morning while painting up?
My game day starts Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Actually, my game day starts at 12 on Friday because that's when my last class ends.
That's cool. Take us through your normal game day.
Like, I'll start on Saturday.
No game night.
usually, I mean, it varies on Friday night. I'm thinking of being in the dorm, hanging with friends, or going out with other people. Try to go to bed. I'm glad the upcoming game's at 3:30 because going to bed at 3 and then waking up at 8 for tailgates for a 10 o'clock game was not fun. But now that it's at 3:30, I can go out, I can hang with my family over at the IC lawn, you know, be the good mama's boy, do the mama's boy thing. And then about an hour before paint time, which is 2 hours before kickoff, I head over. So about 1:30, like if it's 3:30, I head over there at 1:30 to our Goldfellas tailgate and hang out with them. And just 2 hours before game time, we start paint up. We start painting ourselves all over. And then once we dry, we get our stripes on, and then we put our letters, pom-poms, faces, wigs. And then once everybody's done, once we got everybody spelled out and we got what we were spelling, even though people know, I don't even know why we do that sometimes because nobody understands what we read, but it doesn't matter. And then about 30 minutes before game time, we head down. It's called the walk. The walk from where we're at, right behind Boggs, past the student center, past Skiles, down Freshman Hill to the corner of Techwood and Bobby Dodd. And during the walk, we sing Up with the White and Gold, sing Ramblin' Wreck from Georgia Tech, do the To Hell with Georgia cheer, and all the way down and start the Yellow Jackets cheer, and just getting it going. And then when we get to the corner, we get in around the circle with our leaders in the middle. His name's Ghetto Bus. He's this guy. He wears a black shirt. Arms and face are yellow. He has like a black around like a bee, and wears like fairy wings. It's called Ghetto Bus. He gets in the middle and, you know, he screams, "What time is it? Game time. What time is it? Game time." And then the Hell of Georgia cheer. And then we sprint up Techwood towards North Ave. And we just sprint until we get to the gate. And then we get to the gate, some wild cards, and then we kind of wait for a group. And then we kind of go down there. And then we go down the steps. Then once we get down the steps of the south end zone, we sprint again towards our seats. And then we get to get there ready for game day.
Sounds awesome.
It's awesome.
Some good last words. Thank you, Carson, for coming out here, and hope you enjoy the rest of your Tech experience.
And to hell with Georgia.